This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, the position of housing in Islamic culture. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the position of housing in Islamic culture. We can see that in the Islam, it is emphasized on having a vast house or a big house. But this big house should be according to the needs. If there is a family of two people, the big house means it should be enough for them. If it is a three members family or maybe six members family, the house should be according to the number of the people and according to their needs. We cannot say a family of two people should own a house which, for example, have six bedrooms or maybe an extra rooms, which is not even the need of them, and it's just a waste. So Islam emphasizes on the right size of the house for the right number of people, and it should be in a way that it should look big for you and it should be enough for you in both ways. So it should be something mediate. So that's what Islam talks about. But on the other hand, we can see, like in today's world, we see people are trying to make tall buildings, and they're making two big houses, and obviously they're very much tall. When we look at the Quran, we see that in the Quran, Allah gave the example of the people of Ad. The people of Ad were those who used to make big houses, tall houses in the mountains, and they were proud of that, and they became proud of their houses, and they used to think that they're the most powerful people. But at the end, Allah punished them because of their arrogance which they had. Similarly, according to the Islamic teachings, if your house is the cause of arrogance in you, then obviously it is prohibited, and it is something which is not been designed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, we need to look into the Islamic teachings and follow the teachings of Quran. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of the position of housing in the Islamic culture. And we said that in the Quran, Allah gave the example of the people of Ad. Now, in the Islamic teachings, we can see that even at the time of the Prophet had seen a house which was too tall. Its building was too tall. And the Prophet was surprised by looking at such a house. And then he asked his companions that, whose house is this? And they said, like, it is one of the Ansar, one of the helpers, who had this house. And when that person, therefore Prophet stopped over there, and he waited for him to come out of the house. When he came out, he said salam to the Prophet. But the Prophet, he turned away. He did not talk to him, and he became angry on him. And then he left the place. After that, the Ansar or the helper, who was the owner of house, he went to the other companions of the Prophet, and he asked them, like, why the Prophet is angry and he does not talk to me? They said to him that the Prophet is angry because you have such and such a house, which is the sign of arrogance, which is more than what you need. And whereas there are other people who are needy in this town, in this city, and they cannot even own a room where you have this thing. So therefore, he went back, he demolished and the extra part of the building. And after that, when he came to the Prophet saw the house, and then he became happy. Why? Because there was something which was more than that, and that's when the Prophet said that inna likulli bina'in yubna wa balun ala sahibi, that whatever you make, you build for yourself, there is something in the hereafter for which you are answerable. You will put accountable for that. And if this is more than what you need. It is more than your needs and what you require, then obviously you will put accountable for it, definitely, because this is a waste. This is the waste of resources, the waste of energy of the people. And it will take you on the day of judgment. Therefore, we need to pay attention when we are choosing a house to live so that we can be free from the fire of the hell, and to not to choose something which comes under the category of waste. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.